Hello and welcome back to the Space News Podcast. My name is Will, and I want to start this off by saying thank you to all the space cadets out there. Thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you for favoriting, subscribing, liking, everything that you've done to help me get this thing going to the next level. Thank you. I appreciate all of your support. Thanks for all the DMs. People have asked me, I got a couple DMs on Twitter about how to write reviews on Spotify. To tell you the honest truth here, there's no way. There's no way that I know of right now. So the best thing you guys can do on Spotify is just go ahead, subscribe, keep listening. That's the best thing you can do. If you feel so inclined, I have a Patreon at patreon.com/spacenewspodcast if you want to contribute directly to the podcast. You can find me at social media at Space News Pod, Facebook and Twitter, starting up an Instagram soon. And also you can check us out at spacenewspodcast.com. During President Donald Trump's State of the Union address, he stated that American astronauts will go back to space on American rockets starting this year. NASA has partnered with SpaceX and Boeing to send American astronauts back to space. These astronauts will be flying on SpaceX's Crew Dragon and also on Boeing's CST-100 Starliner. And this is going to be freaking awesome. I'm super pumped. I mean, have you seen the interior of the SpaceX Crew Dragon thing? It is an awesome, amazing capsule. It's roomy. It's modern. It has a lot of windows so the astronauts can actually see where they're going. And they'll be able to take in the views of our solar system from outer space. The seats of this thing are made from highest grade carbon fiber and Alcantara cloth, so they're super comfortable. These astronauts are living in luxury up there, man. It has an escape system, it has an emergency escape system. It's very advanced and it can carry the astronauts to safety if something were to go wrong. And when they get ejected from this, when they get carried off to safety, whisked away to safety, it's about the same G-forces as a ride at Disneyland. So it's not going to be painful. It's not going to be crazy. They kind of come down in style as well. Like, imagine that. They get whisked away in style. I'm not going to say it's pleasurable, but it's way better than what we have right now. They also have displays so you can track where it's at right now. Real-time information. Destinations and the environment are all up on these screens. They're all modern, they're all big, and it's easy for the astronauts to interact with them. And the cool thing is, this thing is autonomous. The astronauts don't have to do anything if they don't want to. They're able to, take control, and also SpaceX's mission control is able to take control if they need to. But for real, they basically just get in this thing. Not just, I shouldn't say just because it's kind of crazy what they're doing, but they get into this capsule and they get shot up into space. They get to have a really amazing experience to get to the space station or wherever they're going. And then, you know, they don't have to touch anything there. It's basically like they just have an autonomous vehicle taking them to the space station. How freaking cool is that, man? Let's talk a little bit about the Boeing Starliner, which isn't a slouch. Not at all. It seats 7 freaking astronauts. It's going to dock autonomously with the International Space Station. So the crew just kind of sits back and waits, and then they dock and then they go to the space station. Like, how cool is that? And this is pretty cool. I kind of want to go to the space station now. The Starliner is reusable. It also lands on the ground. It doesn't have to land in the ocean. And it does this by using gigantic parachutes to slow the descent, and then as it's going to hit the Earth, it has airbags. So the airbags cushion the fall in tandem with the parachutes. So there doesn't have to be a ship to go out and get the capsule. It'll land on the ground, and all they have to do is drive something out there, drive a freaking truck out there, pick this thing up, take it back, get it refurbished, and get it reused. This is awesome technology that Boeing is using. And they also have an abort system, which provides safety to the crew anytime during the launch and descent phase of the mission. And how cool is this? This thing has wireless internet, which assists with crew communication, entertainment, and docking with the ISS. So, I mean, I don't know. Do you think these guys stream Spotify when they're up there in space? How cool would it be if they actually listened to this podcast up there? I would kind of freak out. For more information on SpaceX's crew capsule, you can go to spacex.com, and you can also go to Boeing's website, beyondearth.com, for more information about their capsule. In January, SpaceX successfully completed a static fire test of its Falcon 9 with Crew Dragon atop the rocket at Kennedy Space Center's Launch Complex 39A in Florida in preparation for Demo 1. Boeing's CST-100 Starliner continues to undergo testing in preparation for its orbital flight test, and the ULA, the United Launch Alliance, is conducting final processing of the Atlas V rocket that will launch Starliner from Space Complex 41 at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. So NASA, SpaceX, and Boeing, they're all targeting this year to launch this stuff. And NASA and SpaceX, March 2nd is the time that they're going to launch SpaceX's Crew Dragon on its uncrewed Demo 1 test flight. Boeing's uncrewed orbital flight test is targeted for no earlier than April. The uncrewed test flights will be the first time commercially built and operated American spacecraft designed for humans will dock to the International Space Station. The first flights are dress rehearsals for missions with astronauts aboard the vehicles. Commercial crew is continued working toward these historic missions throughout the month of January. So they're working on this stuff right now, man. They're working on it today, tomorrow, the next day, whenever they're at work, they're working on this stuff, and they're gonna do it by the end of this year. So Kathy Luter, she's a commercial crew program manager, said the uncrewed flight tests are a great dry run for not only our hardware, but for our team to get ready for our crewed flight tests. NASA has been working together with SpaceX and Boeing to make sure we are ready to conduct these test flights and get ready to learn critical information that will further help us to fly our crews safely. We always learn from tests. She went on to say there are still many critical steps to complete before launch, and while we eagerly are anticipating these launches, we will step through our test flight preparations and readiness reviews. We are excited about seeing the hardware we have followed through development, integration, and ground testing move into flight. Just a reminder, all of this information is available on spacenewspodcast.com. And speaking of our site, I want to tell you guys about this cool plugin that we're using by Musubu, M-U-S-U-B-U. You can check it out at wpthreat.com. It's an IP threat blocker. Basically, every day, websites get inundated by bots, by bad actors, by cybersecurity threats. And this IP threat blocker plugin by Musubu is really cool because it'll show you all the threats to your website based on IP, based on a threat score. And also you can check out what they're doing, where they come from, their status. It's pretty freaking crazy. And for instance, I had a high risk threat today. The threat score was 74.2. The threat classification was high. The blacklist class was blacklisted. And it's from Russia, from Moscow. They tried to botnet spacenewspodcast.com, but Musubu's IP threat blocker blocked them out. It is pretty easy to get into this thing. So you go to wpthreat.com, get the plugin. It's $20. They send you an API key. You plug that right into your WordPress plugin. And then there's a block mode button, automatic or manual. You just leave it at automatic, hit save changes, and this thing starts doing its magic. It's pretty crazy. And like, I've been doing WordPress stuff for 15-ish years, and I've never seen anything like this. So if you run a small business, if you have an e-commerce store, if you even have your own personal blog, I recommend this plugin. Go check it out now at wpthreat.com. So in order to meet NASA's really strict requirements, the commercial providers must demonstrate their systems are ready to begin regular flights to the space station. And after the uncrewed flight tests, Boeing and SpaceX will complete a flight test with crew prior to being certified by NASA for crew rotation missions. The following planning dates reflect inputs by the commercial crew program and the two companies and are current as of February 4th of 2019. Here's the test flight planning dates. SpaceX's Demo 1, which is uncrewed, will happen on March 2nd of 2019. Boeing's orbital flight test, which is also uncrewed, is net April 2019, so anywhere in April-ish. Boeing pad abort test is May of 2019, somewhere in there. SpaceX in-flight abort test is June 2019. SpaceX Demo 2 crewed is July 2019. Boeing crew flight test, which is crewed, is in August of 2019. So if all goes to plan, if everything works out exactly like it needs to work out, all the hiccups are fixed, everything is going well, SpaceX will be the first commercial company to bring American astronauts back into space from American soil. And that'll happen in July of 2019. So it's a couple months away from now. It's February when I'm recording this right now. And in July, it's going to happen. We're going to be sending American crewed flights back into space. SpaceX completed a pad abort test in 2015. Following the test flights, NASA will review performance data and resolve any necessary issues to certify the systems for operational missions. Boeing, SpaceX, and the Commercial Crew Program are actively working to be ready for these operational missions. As with all human spaceflight vehicle development, learning from each test and adjusting as necessary to reduce the risk to the crew may override planning dates. So that's what I was saying earlier. You know, if these dates don't go well, if something happens and something doesn't go right and somebody's in danger, something's in jeopardy, something happens with some of the hardware, some of the software, these plans can be mixed around a little bit, and SpaceX might not be the first one to send American astronauts to space from American soil. It could be Boeing. This is pretty freaking huge news, and I hope you're as excited as I am to have this happen again and to have it happen in our lifetimes. Like, that's really cool. It's a cool thing to witness. I'm a really big fan of both of those companies. They're big players in this game, and you know, going forward from here, it's just gonna be one amazing thing after another. One cool thing after another. So if you're excited about this, make sure you let me know at Space News Pod on Twitter and Facebook, spacenewspodcast.com. And also you can hit me up on Patreon, patreon.com/spacenewspodcast, if you want to contribute directly to the podcast. So thanks again to our sponsor, WPThreat.com. And also thank you so much for all of your continued support. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for giving me reviews on iTunes. 5-star reviews are always welcome. And also constructive criticism is also welcome as well. I love it. I want to make this thing better, and it's all because of you guys. And that is the space news for today, my friends. For the Space News Podcast, my name is Will, and I will see you soon.